This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 229 for Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. This futures canola market is a weaker Tuesday morning as activity in the U.S. markets resumed after yesterday's Martin Luther King Jr. Day closure. Canola down $2 to $6 in early trade, March down $2.70 at $838.20 per ton. Losses in outside markets, including European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, accounted for some spillover selling pressure. Chicago soybeans were also softer in early trade, while soy oil was mixed. Solid end-user demand did help temper the declines in canola, as crush margins remain historically wide. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady in early activity, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat futures are lower while corn is holding near unchanged. Soybeans were taking back Friday's gains to start the week with the March contract down 3.5 cents at 15.24¼. Softer than expected inflation data out of China raised some concerns over demand from the country going forward. Forecasts calling for scattered showers in dry areas of Argentina were also bearish, although temperatures are still hot and dry fields there will need more moisture through the growing season. Meanwhile, analysts continue to call for a record soybean crop out of Brazil. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 119,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn was also pressured by the Chinese economic uncertainty and improving weather forecasts out of Argentina, but found some support to the downside, and the March contract is up 0.75 cents at 6.75¾. The latest commitment of traders data showed fund traders bailing out of long positions in corn and putting on some new shorts. The USDA did announce flash sales this morning of 150,000 tons of corn to Colombia, and that was supportive. Wheat, it is being pressured by speculative selling. Chicago down 5 cents in the March contract at $7.38 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents lower in March at $8.39 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's down 9 cents in the March contract at $9.03 per bushel. Soft export demand and rising production estimates out of Russia contributed to the declines. However, winter kill does remain a concern for the U.S. wheat crop, with limited snow cover across many key winter wheat growing areas. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.